Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Abby and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John. So this is John chapter 8, verses 51 to 59. Let's go ahead and begin in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, God, open up our hearts and our minds to dive into this scripture today. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. Yet you do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. When I was reading this, I felt like it was such an appropriate gospel passage during our season of Lent, because what we see here is a classic case of Jesus knowing something that we as humans just really struggle to understand. And that is kind of the whole point of the Lenten season, is us actually diving into a season where we deny ourselves, where we actually say, "I will withdraw from the things of this world because I actually want to remember the eternal life that I was created for and the God that I was created for. And I actually want to put some distance between me and even sometimes what the culture tells me I need or what I'm quote unquote living for." And what we see in this scripture is the Jews, they know the scriptures really well. They know the story of Abraham, and they are truly wrestling, and to the point of some violence, as we see at the end there. They're wrestling with Jesus, really not understanding that he will never see death, that anyone who receives and keeps his word will never see death. Them in their human minds trying to conceptualize this, they know that people who have been so faithful to God in the past, even a man like Abraham, he died eventually, right? And they're thinking so much in terms of a human life and death span when Jesus is talking about this eternal life and relationship with God. And so, it's just such a beautiful example of Jesus yet again challenging us to not live by bread alone, by the things that we see in our day to day, but to actually stretch our minds and our hearts to see the more that we were created for, to see that there is a love that we were created for, that there is a beauty and a goodness that we were created for, that there is a God that we were created for that sometimes doesn't feel like what people see and experience on their day to day. And so this is just such a beautiful example that I think happens actually a lot in our life, where God is inviting us to strip back the things in our life that we say we need, or the things in our life that we say give us life and will give us the full satisfaction, and to actually reflect with ourselves and with him on what am I really living for? What am I truly basing my confidence off of? What am I saying I want at the end of my life? And if it's something other than Jesus, what we can see is that we will not have eternal life with him. We actually won't receive that everlasting glory that is not for ourselves, but for the Lord. And so as we continue our Lenten season, just an invitation to ask the Lord how we can continue to forsake ourselves in order to dive deeper into a relationship with him. So Lord, we just ask for your Holy Spirit to guide us in that process and during that journey as we continue Lent. This has been a scripture from the reflection of the Gospel of John. Again, my name is Abby. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways that they have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the program events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.